Thanks, Alan. Yes, it is a mouthful. And it really is about what happens when corporate social responsibility and globalization come together. It's a small course. I run it as a seminar. It usually runs around 15 people. And I got interested in this because the whole term CSR didn't exist until very recently, and by now the abbreviation is absolutely everywhere in the business world. And as American corporations went multinational, the concept of CSR went global. And it expanded its definition of community to all the countries where a company does business, and it extended the responsibilities of companies beyond the legal boundaries of their own firms to the suppliers who provided them with stuff. So what this course will focus on is the origins of CSR, its meaning and motivation, and the arguments over obligations primarily to stockholders, or are they to all the stakeholders, that is, all the different groups that are affected significantly by what a company does. It's a combination of reading and case studies, and it'll look at the kinds of activities that fall under the rubric global CSR and address questions like, is it a misguided idea, a cost of doing business, a strategic opportunity to gain competitive advantage, or simply the expression of public spiritedness on the part of a company's leadership? How have the concept and its implementation evolved? How and why, for example, did it expand to include environmental issues? And what metric are being developed to measure it? And what role is it likely to play in the future? And one thing that I'm going to add this year is some discussion of the fact yet that there is beginning to be a little bit of the blurring of the boundaries between strictly for-profit companies and not-for-profits. That is, there are various new corporate forms which expand the possibilities for a firm not to simply maximize profit, but to also try to meet other social goals. So I hope I will see some of you there in Winter B, that is starting right after spring break.